Well, back home now, and new figures out today have unsettled a few key players in the property market. The latest private sector data shows that total construction work around the country actually contracted last month, pushing the Australian Industry Group's Performance of Construction Index to a 20-month low. It essentially means an end to the multi-year construction boom engineered by the Reserve Bank to stimulate the property market. David Taylor has this report.
News that construction activity is contracting has left some property spruikers scratching their head. Peter Kellis works for Colliers International, a real estate services company. He sells off-the-plan apartments all over Sydney. Mr. Kellis claims business is still booming.
I can tell you we've got more business than we've ever had at the moment. We've got seven launches at the moment prior to Christmas. And we've got interest in everything.
He currently has big apartment projects in the works at Cogra to the south of Sydney and Linfield and Gordon to the north. While the property bonanza in Sydney appears to be showing no signs of slowing, nationally, it's an entirely different story. Figures from the Australian Industry Group show total construction work around the country actually contracted last month. The Australian Industry Group Performance of Construction Index fell 5 points to 45.9. That's a 20-month low.
That's quite a noticeable contraction in activity.
Peter Byrne is the head of policy at the Australian Industry Group.
The Performance of Construction Index is made up of four subsectors, and each of them is in negative territory this month in October. So that's house building, apartments, commercial construction and engineering construction. All negative.
While it is hard to make out a trend from 1 month's figures, Mr. Byrne is confident construction activity will continue to slide.
Well, I think it's probably people who constructors going, well, we don't really, you know, we're less sure about our ability to sell the next batch, and so we'll hold off on any plans that we have, or we won't put new plans in place. And so that's just a normal reaction to an expected market outcome. People will hold back and wait and see, and they might just shelve plans altogether.
Peter Byrne, are you calling an end to the construction boom?
Look, on the basis of monthly data, I wouldn't be doing that, but look, yes, we would expect that this sort of result will, you know, not typical, but is the sort of where our expectations are for the sector over the next year or so. Contraction, hopefully an orderly contraction from very high levels.
So will this lead to an easier entrance into the property market for first home buyers? Not exactly, says Peter Kellis, but that also came with this surprising admission.
I'm a bit sceptical when people talk about national figures, because we're in a bit of a bubble here in Sydney. You know, as I said earlier, it's the gateway to the country. And
that's a big call for you to make, though, considering you make a living off property development.
Yes, I know. But what I'm saying is when you tell somebody in Sydney about national figures and, you know, it's a negative message for them not to buy, they may make the wrong decision based on that, and they may find you might find that Sydney, you know, is perfectly fine.
There's other evidence of an overheated property market. New analysis has found the earnings of the big four banks has dropped for the first time since the global financial crisis. Westpac's annual cash earnings were announced today, falling by nearly 3% to just under $30 billion. A rise in bad loans, the need to put aside more money for reserves, and less demand for credit have pulled profits down. In fact, bad loans are now at their highest level since 2012.
David Taylor reporting.